separation requirement between units in a mobile home park. Gerald and Pamela Vole, this is at Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park. And let me get the findings on that one. Thank you. This is where they needed a 2-foot variance from required 20 feet between the units and a 5-foot variance between the shed on another structure. Between the shed on another structure on next lot. And that was tabled to look at. Look at it.
Mm-mm. The opposition thought she should move it on the pad. Apparently the park doesn't allow that.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I was down there with the applicant.
Did you?
And? It would be difficult to move it.
On the pad?
Mm-hmm. Was there...
What she stated is true. I mean, there is things that she can't block there. And with the trees and everything, we were trying to figure out how she could move it too before she applied. And we couldn't figure out the best spot for it. There wasn't really any place to move.
So that's what we'd heard that night. She didn't have much. Well, we thank you for going back down there again and taking a look at that.
So she needs the variance to keep it there.
Yep, she needs variance to be able to maintain it where it's at. I had no problem. I went back down.
Our permit was incorrect. It didn't give all the setbacks that were required.
So our permit was issued incorrect to her also? Okay. I'm all right. Mr. McCabe? Okay, Mr. Trutz? Mr. Mill? You okay? Okay, well, that being the census, I'll entertain a motion then. That we have on case number 9547.
I guess since the permit was issued incorrect, it wasn't created by the applicant, or may not have been.
Yep.
Altering the central character of the neighborhood, I don't know. The opposition seems to think so. Minimal variance to afford relief, it appears that way.
Yep.
Perhaps a concrete pad could constitute uniqueness, but misses it on the other two.
You make that into a motion?
Nope. No. Stating the facts.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, Chair will entertain a motion then. Everyone seems to be in agreement with it. Okay, last call for a motion. I'll leave it on the table.
Chairman, make a motion to approve case number 9547. As it is, I believe, unique, as Mr. Mills stated, that as far as the property, the size of the property,
mm-hmm.
have granted other variances in the park. I don't believe it will alter the central character of the neighborhood.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9547. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Now we go back to a regular order.